it's essentially saying, you're an adult. Why don't you act like an adult? Why don't you dress like an adult? You are not what an adult should be like. Welcome back to Ladies Who Lunch. I'm Ingrid Nilsson.
And I'm Kat Valdez. In today's episode, we discuss the stigma around getting older, how it's never okay for men to tell women how to dress, and what it was like for me growing up with big boobs.
Ooh, it looks like you've already opened up the box.
Well, I started to open it, and then I was like, wait, they won't get to hear us open it if I keep opening. So today we have Annie's homegrown organic snack mix, baked cheddar crackers, buttery rich crackers, and pretzels.
Just in case you guys are wondering.
Yeah, so.
Oh my god, the box is really cute because the tab has a little bunny butt
on it. I didn't even notice that. I was like, where's the bunny butt? Okay, got it.
Ooh. Oh, they're bunny-shaped! Oh my god, look at the little tail.
It looks kind of like a turtle, too, like a sea turtle, but also.
Oh my god, it does! If you slightly turn it. How cute.
That looks deformed.
That looks like a pig.
I know. They're so cute. I loved animal-shaped things. Mm-hmm. Okay. How appropriate. We're eating snacks for kids while talking about dressing your age. Or at least being told to dress your age. So, this episode was actually inspired by an article that I read in the New York Times recently that was titled, Don't Dress Your Age. And it was about this woman, I think in her mid-30s, maybe 40s, talking about getting older and people in her life telling her to start dressing her age and what that meant. And I thought that it was really fascinating because I think that there are lots of pressures around women just in general when it comes to how you look. But I think a lot of the talk that we are used to hearing is about, you know, the effects on young women, but stories of older women aren't as prevalent. And I think that goes hand in hand with the view that we are taught to have of older women. You know, when you get older, you have less value because as a woman, your highest value is placed on how you look. And we have been told that, you know, being young is good and getting old is bad, et cetera, et cetera. So it's this really like deep rooted issue within our culture, and I really wanted to discuss from our personal perspectives and then looking at it on a broader scale what it means when people tell you to dress your age. So we're just going to start off by talking about if this has happened to us or not. Has this ever happened to you, Kat?
I don't think anyone's ever been like, you need to dress your age. I mean, I'm 27, so sometimes people think I'm like 21. So I don't really have this issue with like looking older and then I'm dressing too young. And I've also never really dressed in a very mature, older fashion. So not really, but I have had people be like, oh, that's not appropriate to wear that to dinner or to this event. Like you have to wear a specific type of thing to something. And yeah, I get it. If you're going to like a gala, you need to like wear like a gown or something, not wearing jeans. But I've always leaned on the side of just wearing whatever I feel like wearing. And if people have a problem with it, too bad. And so there have been times where people have commented on like what I'm wearing, not the age of it.
Do you think that what they were touching on was in terms of being appropriate or not appropriate was like the amount of skin you were showing? Like, what do you think it was?
I think it would be like probably the amount of skin. Like, you need to wear something that's more like covered up to like a dinner or something, especially when I was younger, because Christian culture is very like modest and like you can't like reveal anything. Your shirt can't be too tight. There's so many dress code type things in. At least there used to be. I don't know if it's still that way since I'm not really in that world anymore. But when I was growing up, it was definitely like a thing.
Yeah. I've been told this, I think, more so on the internet. And what I find interesting is that this happened, I think, more so when I was in my early 20s, which I find fascinating. But I think the underlying subtext of it was, when are you going to grow up? When are you going to start acting your age? And that was something that I got a lot on the internet when I was younger. And I still think I get it now to some degree. But it's essentially saying, you're an adult. Why don't you act like an adult? Why don't you dress like an adult? You are not what an adult should be like. And I think that that is really harmful, especially as I've had more conversations with women who are older than me, like in their 30s. I've just been around people who have experienced more. And I think that choosing to dress in a way that doesn't match up with the ideas that we have been presented with in terms of what an older woman should look like and what she should dress like, how she should act, people that don't match that are criticized for it. And, you know, people assume that there's something inherently wrong with them, like they're not a real adult because they choose to wear like Converse shoes or Vans or whatever it is.
Whereas like I look at that and I'm like, oh, that's so cool. That's so fun. And that's probably going to be me when I'm 40 years old.
I know. I don't plan on changing my footwear that much. I am a diehard Vans girl.
You know, actually, I remember being a kid and looking at older women. And I remember thinking so often, I was so afraid of becoming an older woman and dressing like an older woman. And I know that sounds weird, but I would always think to myself, when do you get to the point where you like decide you have to dress like that? Because there's such a clear difference, or at least there used to be, of like, you could tell how old someone was by what they were wearing. Yeah. And like, you would look at these moms in like the maybe mid 30s, early 40s, and they just have this look to them. And I would always think to myself, I don't want to let that happen to me. I have to stay young. I have to stay like fashionable. Because it would always be like a little bit off. Like the fashion would be like just a little bit like cringy and like older. And I'm like, why do women start looking like that when they get older? Like, do they suddenly just not care? I mean, maybe that's, if you don't care, you don't care. That's great. But I just remember being so afraid of, like, losing my taste in, like, fashion. Because when you're older, you have to look, like, a certain way.
Yeah, that sense of vibrancy that is associated with being young. And I think on the flip side of that, I've had moments where I've said, you know, that material looks matronly and it's not as a compliment when looking at like a dress or something. And we have been told that that is something that's not good.
Yeah.
But also, what's wrong with choosing to wear something that may look matronly? It doesn't. It's
if
not
you
a bad,
like it.
Yeah,
if
it's
you
not
like
a,
it, then
it's
who
not
cares?
A bad thing. But we have been so ingrained with the idea of,
ew,
you
that
know,
looks old.
Like, old lady-ish is bad. And then in this article, what I found really interesting is she has a quote in there from somebody speaking to her. And they had said to her, you know, there's a point in life where wearing old lady clothes is no longer ironic, where it actually becomes your reality. And I think that is true in the culture that we live in today, and also really cruel. Like, what a cruel thing to say to somebody. And, you know, what this is telling us at its core is, don't stick out. You need to blend in and stop showing your character. When you get older, you need to be quiet. And that's essentially what women, as we get older, are being told, that our value decreases because our looks are changing. And so, therefore, we don't have as high of a value in society, and we have to sit down and be quiet and let the new generation take hold and take the reins, which I think, you know, has to happen anyway. Like, the new generation does come in and they are going to be taking over and taking the reins. But it doesn't mean that the other women have to sit down and disappear and roll over and not have any more opinions about anything and lose their vibrancy. I don't think that should be happening at all, because how beautiful is it to be in the presence of an older woman who has experienced so much life, that has so much knowledge and wisdom to share? Why are we trying to stifle that? Why are we putting such a negative connotation next to being older? We're all going to get older.
Exactly. And, like, I love being around adults. Like, I've loved being around adults since I was a kid. I remember we would have, like, families come over for dinner and when I was, like, 10, and there'd be kids, and then there'd be, like, the adults table. I would always go to the adults table and just sit and listen, because there's so much you can learn from people who've lived before you. And even if their ideology is a little off or different than, like, what you believe, they still have had experience and they still know a lot. Like, I think a lot of times people in their youth, they just really discount, like, experience and, you know, life experience. And they don't think that people that are older than us, they just think they're all dumb and uptight and they don't know anything.
But actually, grumpy.
Yeah. And it's just this stigma that I have about adults when – adults. I mean, I'm an adult. But people that are older, because they just – they make these assumptions and a lot of times people that are older make assumptions about the youths as well. But – I love adults, and I love learning from people that have just gone through stuff that I haven't. And there's so much wisdom to learn, you know, and to just hear. And I think that I honestly can't wait to be that older, wiser woman that, like, is still hanging out with people that are, like, 20 years old and giving them advice on life. Like, I think that's such a cool thing. And I think we just have so much to learn from each other. So,
yeah.
Like, why? Like, what's wrong with getting older? The only reason I wouldn't want to get older is because I don't want to die. And I don't want to, like, die of old age. But that's the only thing. Like, yeah, and it might suck if your body doesn't work the way it used to and you're in pain a little bit more. But getting older is a cool thing. Like, you're accumulating, like, so much more experience, like, the older you get. And I just feel like life's going to get better because you're going to be learning so much more. So why is it a bad thing?
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think it was in – was it our episode where we were talking about our bodies maybe? Yeah. I had said that my favorite thing about my body is seeing how it changes as I get older and noticing, you know – creases that haven't always been there and spots that have come up that I wasn't born with, and watching this gradual progression and making a choice that, you know, I think when I start getting gray hair, I really want to embrace that. I don't think there's anything wrong with choosing to cover up your gray hair, but I have decided at the very least that I want to try and embrace it. And I really want to try and stand in the face of all of these things that we're told shouldn't be happening and that are bad and that are going to devalue us and make us ugly and not worthy as women and as human beings. I want to stand in the face of that and be who I am and show that it is possible, that you are valuable. It doesn't matter if you have some gray hair and wrinkles and if you decide to dress one way instead of the other. It's about who we are, not what we look like. This is something that I definitely grapple with for sure, because, you know, you can't just erase what's culturally ingrained in you on a daily basis. But I try and remind myself of the direction that I want to move in. And I want to be an older woman who is confident, who has experience under her belt, who has love in her life and is helping other people. That's who I want to be. And however I happen to look, I want to embrace that. So I think that the way that we choose to dress is really personal, because it is an expression of how we're feeling in that moment or during that period of our lives. And, you know, it's visually what we're choosing to present to the world in terms of how we feel about ourselves on the inside, to some extent, at least. It's a way of expressing yourself and also feeling comfortable at the same time. So do you think that there is, like, a way that women should dress as they get older?
No. I mean, I think they should just dress however they want to dress, but I think they should dress uninhibitedly. Yeah. So, because I feel like there's a lot of women who feel like they can't pull something off because they're too old, or because they feel like, you know, they don't want to draw too much attention to themselves, or they're unsure if this is, like, what they're supposed to wear. And I think that they should just wear something if they like it. And yeah. I think that there's a lot of women who don't do that.
And I think even just watching something like a red carpet mm-hmm. for these huge award shows that happen, you hear, like, the quote-unquote fashion police mm-hmm. judging the fashion that's coming down the carpet. And when an older woman steps onto the carpet, it's like there's this element of, oh my god, congratulations for being an older woman and being able to wear a dress.
Yeah,
it's like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. She can wear whatever the hell she wants. And then there's also an element of, this is very age appropriate, yeah, et cetera, et cetera. And they're basically saying, she's covered up, thank yeah. god. And it's like, wait, what? If she wants to show more skin, a woman should be able to show more skin when she's older. And exactly, who cares that your skin has wrinkles in it? We've been told that wrinkles are bad, and so that's what makes people want to cover them up and, you know, hide themselves. But I think that there are genuinely people that do want to show their skin and don't necessarily care about that, but they feel like they have to because other people are going to judge them for it or get, like, the wrong idea about them. Because I'm sure we've all been in situations where you've probably seen a woman who is older wearing something more revealing, and we're all kind of taught to, like, scoff at it and to kind of turn up our noses to it and be like, oh my god, there's something wrong with her. Like, this is not appropriate. This is not okay. And I think that that's really unfair.
Yeah, I remember being a kid. A lot of these perceptions I had were when I was a child, and it was what other people were thinking or feeling or what I was taught to kind of think. And I don't feel this way now, and I haven't in a while, but I remember, like, going to, like, water parks and seeing, like, older women wearing, like, really revealing bikinis, and I'd be like, ew, like, you're old, don't wear that, that's gross, why would you wear that? Or I would be like, in my head, I would see an older woman wearing, like, a super cheesy, in my mind cheesy, like a completely covered up bathing suit, and I would be like, oh, that's such a mom bathing suit, you know? It's like criticizing either way, like, they can't win, you know? If they wear something revealing, then I'm like, ugh, that's too young for you. And if they're wearing something, like, older, then I'd be like, ew, that's such a mom bathing suit, you know? And now I don't think that way at all, but I'm just like, I remember being so judgmental as a kid towards older women, and now I'm like, good for you. Like, if you can wear something and feel comfortable in it, like, that's all that matters.
Yeah, because someone else's clothing choices aren't about you. You're not yeah. the one wearing it. If they feel comfortable wearing whatever it is that they're wearing, that's their choice to do so. I wanted to specifically talk about wrinkles, because yeah. that's something I think we're inundated with images of, you know, things to get rid of wrinkles, to prevent wrinkles. And I'm wondering, do you think that you'll feel comfortable showing your wrinkles?
Absolutely. I was actually talking to Eileen about this the other day randomly. She was talking about, like, wrinkles she has under her eyes. Sorry to reveal to the world. But I went home and I was, like, looking at my skin and my eyes. I was like, oh, look. Yeah, I guess those are lines. I guess that's what wrinkles are. And, like, I just don't care. Like, I don't think about it. There's like serums and stuff to, like, get, like, wrinkle prevention. I don't use anything like that because I'm like, first of all, does it really work? How, like, I've been putting this stuff on my face for 20 years and I'm still going to get wrinkles when I'm 50, like, or maybe 30. I don't know. But I don't know. I just, wrinkles are something I don't give a shit about. Like, I just yeah. don't care. And maybe once I start getting more, I'll care, but I don't think I will because I'm just like, that's what happens when you get older. You get wrinkles. Like, I'm not going to, like, try to, like, pretend like I'm younger.
Yeah.
That's weird. Not weird, but I don't care.
That is something that I want to get into a little bit later, because I think that is really interesting.
When I say weird, I just meant, like, for me, yeah, that would be weird because I don't care to, yeah, like, do that.
I think for me personally, I've definitely been afraid of getting wrinkles for sure. And I
why?
Because I thought that, like, looking older was a bad thing. And it really wasn't up until, like, more recently when I started to become more comfortable with who I am that – and have also enjoyed the process of getting older, even though I'm still very young.
Yeah.
I think that I'm genuinely going to enjoy getting older because I love it now. And I see my body changing. And there are days where it's hard to grapple with that because I have grown up in this culture and I'm not immune to the things that we are constantly told. But I try to reckon with myself on a regular basis. Like, this is who I am. I love the people in my life. This is a natural part of getting older. I'm healthy. And you know what? At the end of the day, I just want to be comfortable. So the things that I do choose to use make me feel comfortable. Like moisturizer. I don't want my skin to feel dry and tight. Mm-hmm. So I wear moisturizer, things like that. And, you know, it's totally okay if you are somebody that chooses to smooth out your wrinkles,
yeah,
or like want to prevent them. And I think that it should be totally okay to embrace them as well and to not be looked at like you are suddenly this worthless human being and you have nothing to contribute anymore. I think that's the issue that I have, and that's why I really want to challenge this as I get older, because that is not the case. And I think that especially as time passes and, you know, this generation starts to get older, there are also already many women challenging this as it is. They just aren't as, like, visible, unfortunately, because we're not in a space where people really recognize this and want to hear these stories. But I think as time passes, more of these stories will come out. And this idea that we have been ingrained with will slowly start to shatter just by women being, just them just being who they are and just existing and living and thriving in the face of everything that we've been told and shattering these harmful ideas that we have been brought up with. I think that it's going to be amazing to see women doing this even more than they are now. Some of the most beautiful portraits of people, I think, are of older women that haven't been retouched. I think that everything that happens to someone's body is the story of their life. And I think that unretouched photos of women in general, but especially older women, are so beautiful because you can see how vibrant women are when they're older. It doesn't go away just because you've been living longer. I think if anything, that vibrancy grows exponentially because you've had experience, because you are more secure with who you are. And I think that that is so beautiful to behold. So what do you think these specific expectations when it comes to how women should look due to women, both young and old? What kind of, like, effect do you think that has on people?
I mean, I think it creates, like, a paranoia, like you were kind of talking about earlier. It's like, as you're growing up, it's like, oh, I'm supposed to value looking young. I have to keep, like, women just do so much to, like, keep their appearance a certain way, whether it's, like, whether it's their bodies, whether it's their skin, makeup, hair. I mean, we do a lot to, like, make ourselves presentable in certain ways, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I think that if you're doing it to be, like, accepted by other people or, like, not be criticized and all that stuff, like, that's when it starts to suck. It's like, hey, I wear makeup. I mean, wearing makeup is essentially the same thing as, like, caring about wrinkles or, like, whatever. It's just your appearance in general. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with caring about your appearance, but It's when, like, you start putting makeup on because you think other people are going to judge you. Be like, I wear makeup because I like the way I look with makeup. And sometimes I don't wear makeup. I mean, it just depends on the day. But it's just, like, I think when you start dressing or changing things about you out of fear of what other people are going to think is when it's, like, not ideal. And I think there's a paranoia for women of, like, I just have to look younger. I have to look younger. I have to stay fresh and look good because, like, they just put so much value on who they are, like, based on appearance and what you look like. I mean, it's because of, like, society has done that for us. And then I don't really get that. But
it's like we're instilled with this fear of being old when we're young. We are really, really, like, that is just ingrained into us. Like, being old is bad. And so I think so many of us spend our youth freaking out about being old and, you know, the signs of aging. And it's really this, like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't world, because we're told that being young is good. But if you're older and you try to do something that is normally perceived or associated with being young, you're shamed for it. Like, how many times have we seen older women get plastic surgery or some kind of procedure done because of this insane pressure placed on women to look younger, and then they're shamed for it because they're trying to, like, it's so backwards and fucked up. Like, just let people be. And so there's no way to win in terms of escaping criticism. When you're young, you're going to be ripped apart for, you know, not achieving the highest standard or being the most beautiful or whatever it is, or, you know, feeling pressure to, like, be thin and, you know, be on the latest trends and a long list of things. When you get older, it's a lot of the same plus additional shit that you have to deal with. Like, when you get older, it seems like you just can't win because you can be striving to fit into this ideal that society and the culture has created. But when you try to do that, you're criticized and shamed for it. And that's going to make you spiral even more. And so it just breaks my heart that this happens to women, whether you're young, you're old. It just is really heartbreaking.
I think one of the coolest...
This is our reality.
Yeah, I mean, and that's so sad, but I think that there's definitely women out there, as you mentioned before, who've, like, who are good examples of not falling into that spiral of, like, having to keep up and look young and all that stuff. And those are the women that... It's just, like, so cool and refreshing to me when they're just so comfortable with who they are. And those types of people are just great to be around. They're comfortable in their own skin. And that's something that, like, you don't have to wait until you're older to have. Like, I mean, I feel like in general, I'm pretty good about being comfortable in my own skin and just, like, liking who I am and the way I look. And, like, yeah, some days it, like, it's not always, like, perfect, but for the most part, your life is just so much easier once you accept what you look like. You accept what you look like, accept who you are, what you are, and you just make the most of it. Because, like, if you are obsessed over it, then it's going to show. And then other people are going to criticize you because you're being so, like, crazy about, like, the way you look. And, I mean, if you just, like, would care about who you are as a person more than, like, how you look, then you're just going to be so much happier with who you are. It's not about whether it's like, oh, it's just on the inside what counts. Like, that's not true either. Like, you know, having like an appearance of something, like trying to look nice to who you are, that's important too. But like in terms of enjoying your life and other people enjoying you, like the more you enjoy you, the more other people are going to enjoy you. And there's been so many times I've been around people that I can tell they don't give a shit about their appearance and what they look like. And it's so refreshing. And they're so much fun. And they're so smart. And they're so cool. And I do not judge them for a second about what they look like, even if it's not something I would want to look like or wear, just depending on, you know, whatever it is. But we all know those people in our life that were like, wow, I wish I could be like them, because they don't give a shit about what they look like. And yet they're so amazing and they have so many friends and they're so popular, but they're just comfortable with who they are. And I think the key is just being comfortable with who you are, because that's never going to change no matter how old you get. And that's something that's genuinely what people will be drawn to,
yeah,
is who you are and like what you give off as a person.
I think what's so attractive is when you can tell somebody is just at ease.
Yeah.
With who they are and, you know, what they're wearing, all of it. And I think you can just inherently tell,
yeah,
when somebody is exuding that kind of energy. And whether they're wearing like a ripped up t-shirt and jeans that are like halfway down their butt, maybe hair that hasn't been washed in 4 days, like having that, yeah, kind of energy is so cool. Like, just, I'm not gonna judge somebody for that. That's yeah, their choice to express themselves that way. Something that I want to talk about a little bit, which I think that we could possibly make into an entire episode, so let us know, is what do you think about the beauty industry pushing products to women that promise to slow down or prevent signs of aging?
I think it's so weird because I'm like, how do they know? That's what I was like touching on earlier, is like, they can like say that, you know, this is going to be like anti-aging cream, but I'm like, you know, you're really not going to know until like 10 or 15 years from now if it's really going to help. So I just feel like people pour so much money into like anti-aging stuff just because, I don't know, I just hate it. Like, I hate that. I mean, like, no offense to people in the beauty world, you are, but I just mean, I hate that, like, advertising just tells you, like, what's wrong with you so they can, like, sell you the product to fix it. And it's like, there's nothing wrong or broken about getting older and, like, having wrinkles, but I feel like it is the marketing, like, beauty world that, like, tells you first and foremost that, like, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many commercials on TV or online where it's, like, promoting stuff for anti-aging, and I'm just like, what's wrong with getting older? Oh, this commercial is telling me that straight up that, like, I don't want to look older and that I need to look younger.
Yeah. They're feeding into the direct fear that so many women have.
Yeah.
And they're capitalizing off of that fear.
Like, who knows if it's going to work?
That's, yeah, just what I... There's the element of who knows if it's going to work, but at the same time, you know, I am somebody who lives in the beauty space. Yeah. I love makeup. I love trying different beauty products. I was thinking about this on the drive over, and I've reached a point in my life where I don't feel reliant on those things. Like, all of those things are supplements, yeah, in my life that I have because I purely enjoy them and because they give me a level of comfort. Like with what I was saying about moisturizer.
Yeah.
I wear moisturizer because it makes me feel physically comfortable in my actual physical skin. And I enjoy wearing makeup not because I feel like I have to, but because it's an outlet for me. And I really love setting aside that time in a day to do my makeup. On other days, I don't feel like doing my makeup.
I'm actually becoming one of those people now. Like, I always hear, like, you and Eileen being like, oh, I like doing my makeup. And now I'm like, I kind of, like doing my makeup now. But yeah, it's like, for years, I didn't like doing it, so I didn't do it. And now I like it, so I do it. But yeah, it's just kind of like whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah, it's not something that you feel dependent on. And that's why I feel confident in the things that I use, the things that I talk about, and just being a feminist and being in the beauty space. I think that you can be a feminist and also enjoy elements of the beauty world. I think it's about how you approach those things and how you frame things for yourself, like how you are viewing it yourself. Are there unhealthy ways to view all of these things? Yes, but there are unhealthy ways to view literally everything in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah, there are very specific connotations that come along with, you know, women and how we look, and it's a unique world, but at the same time, it's not solely unique either. There are these added pressures and expectations, but just because it's something that is hard and difficult doesn't mean that it's impossible to have a healthy view and have a healthy relationship with it.
I think that this can be, this principle that we're talking about here can be applied to like a lot of different areas in life. So like if you're someone who wants to work out a lot, because that keeps you healthy. There's things about it, like, you benefit from, like, less anxiety. You're keep your body toned however you want it, you know, things like that. Like, that's a healthy thing to be working out. But then there's, like, the obsessive working out where it's like, oh, my God, I have to get up. I have to have this certain type of body. I have to have this. And there's that obsession of it affecting the way you look and, like, why you're doing it. But, like, working out in itself is a great thing. It's not bad. It's taking care of your body. But it's when it becomes obsessive, or, like, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. You're doing it because you're uncomfortable with who you are and you're just trying to, like, mask some, like, insecurity of what you look like. And then same thing with, like, makeup and beauty products. It's like, that can be a fun, yeah, healthy thing. And, like, taking care of your skin is a really important thing. You don't want to have this, like, uncomfortable, itchy rash. Like, you need to, like, wash yourself and, like, you need to, like...
That may be my favorite thing that has come out of Kat's mouth. You need to wash yourself.
Because I just mean, like, you don't want to be, like, gross. But then there's, like, doing, like, masks and moisture. Just stop laughing that I said that. Then there's, like, masks and moisturizer and stuff that's actually just taking care of your skin. And it's something that's good to do, and not just because you don't want to look old. It's, like, a good thing to do just because it's, like, keeping, yeah, yourself healthy. And, like, that's a good thing.
And the comfort of a routine.
Yeah. And it's nice sometimes to just, like, have a routine. And it's funny because lately I've – Glam Glow. They keep sending me all these, like, free masks, and I've never been a mask person before. And then I was just like, well, they keep sending them to me, so I might as well try them. And then I've just been having fun wearing them. I'm like, oh, this one makes my face feel like this. I enjoy that. And then I take it off. I'm like, oh, it feels really nice. But it's not like I'm putting these on being like, oh, my God, this is going to, like, keep my skin young and fresh and, like, you know, rejuvenate me and keep me young forever. You know, like, I don't think of any of that. I literally just think, like, oh, this makes for funny Snapchats and it makes my face feel good. Like, I like this. And that's just, like, kind of enjoying,
yeah,
makeup-y beauty stuff, but without having to, like, obsess over it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think that, you know, that level of obsession with anything,
yeah,
is unhealthy. And that's why I think it's so important to examine what your intentions are. Ask yourself, what are my intentions? What are my real intentions behind, you know, putting on makeup, using these beauty products, and dig deep. What are my intentions for going to the gym? Like, you can literally ask yourself this question in multiple facets of your life. And I think ultimately what brings you the most happiness in life is making good on your intentions, following through with them, and having the life that you're living align with the intentions that have been set. When those two things aren't aligning, that's when you're going to feel lost and feeling like you're a fraud and feeling insecure. So examine those intentions, guys.
And wash yourself.
So I think we already have examples of incredibly brilliant, beautiful women in our world today who are older and shattering and obliterating this idea of what an older woman should look like. One of my favorites is Iris Apfel. I think that she has always been this very vibrant person. And even seeing photos of her when she was younger, her fashion taste, the clothing and accessories that she gravitated towards were always very colorful and bright and different. And I think that that has only grown as she has become older. I think that she's even more eccentric now that she's, I think, 93.
Gosh, that's crazy. She's just, like, embracing who she is even more.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean that, you know, everybody needs to be Iris Apfel and adopt this more eccentric taste in fashion.
Yeah.
But
what that would just give me anxiety.
Yeah. I think, like, yeah, what I love about her is that she is so at ease with it, and she genuinely loves expressing herself this way. And I think women should have the freedom to present themselves in whatever way they choose without the fear of criticism and judgment and the fear of being devalued as a human, no matter what age you are, but especially as you get older. And one of my favorite quotes of all time is from Iris Apfel, and she says, "The biggest fashion faux pas is to look in the mirror and not see yourself."
All right, it's letter time, and we took a few letters from you guys where you were sharing your stories about how people were telling you you should dress and what you were doing wrong with your body. So here is the first one. Hey, Kat and Ingrid. My constant battle is with cleavage and too much skin. Growing up in a very conservative household, I was always told off by my mother, and sometimes still am. I'm 19. For showing too much skin, regardless of being in a setting with all my family members or family friends present. It's been increasingly frustrating as I've gotten older and my body has inevitably changed a bit later than others, so I think I was a late bloomer. I have a petite frame but a full bust, so my cleavage showing most of the time is not something I can control, and I don't appreciate comments or glares about my shirt being too open. Half the population has breasts, so free the nip, please. I do work part-time in an office setting, so I understand the separation between work and casual fashion. However, I'm never one to knowingly wear a provocative shirt when I'm going to be sitting at a desk all day. I'm learning to love my curves, as I think the growing trend is among young women, and I think that overall many people should just mind their own business where other people's fashion choices are concerned. Fashion is an incredibly personal form of self-expression for so many women, and I believe it shouldn't be micromanaged by people who think they know how you should or shouldn't be dressing. Enjoy your Cheetos, ladies. All right, so first of all, like this first part of the letter, that's exactly the type of stuff I grew up with, where I have big boobs. I'm like between like a 32 and 34 F ish. So like I have big boobs, and growing up in a conservative family, it was just my mom. I get like where she was coming from in a sense of she didn't want like older men to be like looking at my body or like putting me in a situation where I might get like molested or something. Like I get wanting to protect your children when they're growing up from danger. And I think that's more where my mom was coming from, but I don't think she realized how harmful it was for me with my own relationship with my body to not hate my boobs, because it was like I felt like it was this thing that was wrong. I felt that I was being provocative just by having boobs and big boobs at that. And my friends, it was a mixed feelings, because my friends that were girls would always be like, oh my gosh, I wish I had boobs. And like they like didn't have any boobs and I did. So like my friends wanted it, but then like my mom or my family or my church would just be like, your shirt's too tight or your shirt's too low cut. And whenever it was like bathing suit time, like in the summer, like my boobs would be out in any bathing suit if it wasn't like a sports bra type top. And I remember just crying in dressing rooms being like, oh, my boobs are just too big. And like, no matter what I do, they're going to be showing. And I felt like that was wrong. And it was just this thing that like was so annoying to me growing up, and to this day, like, it's kind of annoying. I've considered getting a boob reduction, and I still might one day, but it's not this thing that I like hate about myself. It's just like, oh, I wish I could just wear more things that look better with smaller boobs. That's literally just a fashion preference for me. But yeah, it's definitely something I grew up with, of like people kind of like shaming you for something you have no control over.
Yeah, and I think sexualizing your body, I think that women are fetishized and our bodies are seen as sexual objects, and this whole like boobs thing, it's like, where did the whole boobs being like sexual objects come from? And like what you were saying with your mom and you being younger and her wanting to protect you, that's unfortunately like her response is to a greater issue where men and women see women's bodies as sexual objects. Women themselves see their bodies as sexual objects that, you know, need to be hidden. And men see women's bodies as, you know, there for their pleasure. But the minute it starts to do something natural, like breastfeeding a child or having a period, it becomes gross and demonized. So there really is a fundamental issue in our culture, not just our culture in the United States, but I think it's definitely a worldwide issue when it comes to women's bodies. And it sucks to, you know, be in an environment where people are judging you and shaming you for something that you have no control over whatsoever. I'm on, boobs wise, I'm on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. Like, I rarely even wear a bra these days.
So jealous.
It's just like, and you know, every boob size comes with its own story. I feel like behind every bra is a story. And we are told, you know, with small boobs that we need bigger boobs. And when you have bigger boobs, you're like demonized as like this sexual bad thing that needs to be like locked away. And, you know, it's bad that people are looking at you in this way and it's your fault. And it's just, it's so complex and complicated. And that's why I think that so many of these issues really start with reconciling everything yourself. And I think the way that we change the cultural view of women, our bodies, is starting with ourselves, forming a relationship with our bodies, a deep understanding of our bodies, you know, exploring our bodies, whether it's sexually or just like clinically, like looking at your body and checking it out, diving into that deeper understanding and then examining it from a cultural perspective and why people may be viewing you in this way and why you're viewing other people in a certain way, and learning to form your own opinions based off of the information that is presented to you. I think that we're really starting to see so many women speak out for their body types, and we have so many different perspectives that we can learn from now. And I'm really excited to see where all of this will take us. Yes, there's always going to be, you know, like the trolls on the internet and the people that fight back and the people that don't understand, but I think that we have found ourselves in a murky but exciting time where these things are being challenged. Now it's time for our next letter. Hi, ladies. Just last week, I was hanging out with a guy and he told me that I was trying to dress like a teenager. I'm 33. By wearing on-trend items like chokers, patches, bomber jackets, etc. He accused me of not wanting to grow up and insinuated that wearing something like a choker makes me look like I'm trying too hard. But guess what? Trends are not just for teens, and I'm not at all interested in any man or person trying to tell me what is or isn't age appropriate. My body, my clothes. Love, Danny, who is currently wearing a choker proudly. Yay, Danny, you wear that choker and all your patches and bomber jackets proudly. I think that your decision to not want to be in the company of someone who is judging you in this very superficial, unfair way is one of the best decisions that you could make for yourself. And it seems like you are very aware of who you are. You're in touch with how you want to express yourself. And I think that it's something that men especially aren't used to encountering, is a woman who will stand up for herself and what she believes in and how she wants to express herself. Because guess what? Like, women aren't here on this planet to be visual objects for men. Like, we can express ourselves in different ways. And this whole idea of choosing to dress a certain way and not being an adult because of that. I'm wearing a Hanson t-shirt today, by the way. So, like, that whole idea of you're not an adult because you choose to dress this way is really fucked up and also says more about the other person than it does about you. I think it's a very immature thing to think and say to somebody, you're not an adult because you like to wear bomber jackets and patches and chokers. Like,
if someone told me that, I would just be like, lol, fuck you.
Bye. I know. You obviously don't know me or want to take the time to get to know what's in my heart and mind, because you are basing all of your judgments off of what I have decided to wear. So,
and like, who does he think he is that he can like criticize what you're wearing or what your intentions are. And, like, why would you even think for a second that she cares? Like, what? Like, because you criticized her, now she's not going to wear chokers and bomber jackets? Like, that's just dumb. Like, guys commenting or girls or like, anyone commenting on what you're wearing in such a negative way, it's so petty and stupid and, like, negative. And yeah, just people like that you don't need in your life.
Yeah, and just like you said, your body, your choice. I think if everybody just remembered that, my body, my choice, yeah, we would all be better off. So that is going to be it for our episode today. Thank you to everyone who wrote to us and shared their experiences. We really love reading your letters, and a lot of times they become the inspiration for entire episodes. So if you are currently dealing with an issue in your life that you're trying to navigate, you're not sure what you should do, please write to us. You can send us an email to heyladieswholunch@gmail.com. You can also tweet us on Twitter if you just want to say hi, or if you want to keep the conversation going using the hashtag HeyLWL. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any future episodes coming your way. And make sure you rate and leave a comment as well, because that just makes our podcast better. Getting your feedback really helps. So thank you. We'll talk to you guys next week.